Anybody hear that there's another hurricane called Irma? Yeah. It was a level 3 last I heard, and they were thinking it was going to strengthen to maybe to be a 4 or 5. And so they track these things, and they're really confused about this one because they don't know which path it's going to take. Is it important which path it takes? Each path leads to a different location, right? So they're watching it, doing everything they can do to try to figure out what path it's on. They don't know what the outcome will be. Sometimes they spin off into the ocean. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they pick up speed. Sometimes they slow down. This one has got them really puzzled. They can't quite figure it out. About a week from now, we'll know which path it took, but apparently paths are important. First time I was ever lost in the woods, I was bow hunting. I remember I had a friend named Perry Edge, and we were camping out by the Mississippi in the hills there. It was cold. Oh, it was cold. He said, I was so cold. We woke up in the morning. He said, I was so cold that if a bear came in to eat us, I was going to jump up and holler me first. So we're out there, and I thought, well, I'm just going to grab my bow. One of those back in 1968, the bows we had were a long piece of curved wood, you know, and cedar arrows. And so they're all going to go squirrel hunting, and I was going to go out with my bow. And I took off, and I got off the path. And so I thought, well, this is no problem. I'll just keep going. I'm bound to run into the path. But I didn't. And so I started walking faster, looking for the path. And I'm telling myself, slow down, slow down. You don't have to walk this fast. Pretty soon I'm running through the woods, yelling at my feet to stop. They wouldn't stop. They just kept running. They ignored me. I counted 18 squirrels. Eventually, later that afternoon, I found a path. Nobody had seen a squirrel all day. I thought I'd invented a new way to go squirrel hunting. You just go out in the woods and run as fast as you can. You run right by them. I was running full speed. Anyway, when you get off the path, you go through places that you never thought you'd go through. Yeah, you just didn't expect to be there. There is a path that leads home. That's our goal, to get on the path, because we know that that path will eventually take us to ice cream, right? Well, hurricanes, they say that they have a path. They'll say tornadoes, they cut a deadly path, right? Computer programming borrowed the term path. When they're setting up programs, they use, though, this is the path now. Last week, I had a CAT scan to look for neural paths in my brain. They borrowed it again. Sympathy, sim path, same path. Empathy, emotions going the same way. Psychopath, never mind. Pathological liar. That's a path you don't want to be on. The 23rd Psalm said, He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. In the Old West, the wagon trains and cavalry had scouts. By World War II, they called them pathfinders. By Vietnam, they called them point men. 23rd Psalm said, He leads me in paths of righteousness. God is a leader on this path that we're on. I wonder what a path of righteousness would look like. Apparently, it would have a leader. To get off this path of righteousness, you'd have to stop following the leader. Sometimes those that fought in Vietnam would be out on a mission, and they didn't like to be out at night. They'd like to be there before it got dark, get back before dark. But sometimes it just didn't work that way, and they were caught in the dark, and they had to hold on to the backpack of the person in front of them or the handle of their shovel because they couldn't see the path. There was a path, but they just held to the person in front of them. They didn't like to bunch up, but if you let go of the guy in front of you, you could be lost in the jungle. And they held tight because they had a leader. And then they had to hold on the person in front of them. There was somebody holding on to them, and they kind of snaked their way through the woods. When the United States pulled out of Vietnam, it left a power vacuum, and there was this country called Cambodia and Pol Pot. Anybody ever heard of him? As soon as the Americans pulled out and they thought we don't have to deal with them anymore, Pol Pot began executing 2 million of his own citizens. He decided to get rid of anybody with any education or any wealth. If you wore glasses, it was assumed you could read, and so they would execute you. So, boy, this is a problem. There was a young woman named Khun Paet, and she was attempting to escape with dozens of other people in this group just because they were killing everybody, trying to get out of Cambodia, get to the border. And they didn't know how to get there. They reached a point, and some guy came out that they didn't know, some tall guy, and he said, "I know the way, I can get you there safely." So they followed him. The soldiers were close behind, and they got to the final path, and it was nighttime, and they had to go through this valley. And this valley had a path through it, and then to the mountains and the border on the other side, and they would be safe. The problem was that they either had real shoddy sandals on or they were barefoot, and the whole jungle was carpeted with these long thorns the size of nails that stuck up. And it was dark. They couldn't see. They got to the edge, and millions of lightning bug fireflies came out of nowhere and hovered over the path, so that they could actually see where the thorns were, and they walked their way down the path by firefly light. At the other side, across the border, they encountered some missionaries. They had a mission there, and even though none of them were Christians that had just escaped, they had invited them all to come to their chapel services. Well, Khun Paet decided, well, she'd attend one of these chapel services. So she's going down the hallway to the meeting, and there's pictures on the wall. Suddenly she gets excited, and she starts yelling, "That's him! That's him!" They go, "What are you talking about?" "That's him! That's the man that led us through that path to safety." And she was pointing at a picture of Jesus Christ. Yeah, wow. Psalm 110, 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." What if you left your lamp at home? No problem. We've hidden his word in our hearts. Is that right? We have an internal lamp. That's where we look, on the inside. You got to look on the inside. We're like a refrigerator that the light stays on all the time. You know? Proverbs 3:6, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall" what? "Direct your paths." What if you don't acknowledge God in all your ways? What'll happen? Have you ever argued with the GPS girl? Yeah. And made a decision. I mean, you're not going, "Shut up, you shut up. No, you shut up." I mean, it's not like that, but it's almost. And so, and then you got your wife and her voting, and then you go, "No, I know she says turn right, I'm turning left." And then you tried not to be smug when that was correct. The GPS was wrong. a number of times we've been through that. And Shelley will say, we've got to go this way because GPS said go this way. And I'd say, no, we need to go that way and ignore the GPS, and we're right. Why was your GPS wrong sometimes? Huh? Wrong information. Huh? What'd you say, Bill? Bad information? Man information. Woman information. people information. And of course, the GPS was wrong because it was man-made. Why is God wrong sometimes? What? He's not, is he? He's not. He's not. GPS, God's perfect system. He's not. If we could just hear God, wouldn't you have it made in your life if you figured out a way to hear from God? Of course we have. He speaks to us all the time. Shelley and I have gotten lost a few times in some big cities. We used to swap out driving a lot. Now I do most of it, but we'd wind up in a city lost, and not that it was her fault. If I'd been driving, I'd been the one lost. But we've wound up in places where she wants to pull over and switch drivers, and I tell her, just keep going. You know? I know we have angels around us in our car and that, and they're going, faster, Shelley, faster. So that's not usually what I say. But we've been to places that we shouldn't have been. We got off the path, and we were going through places that we shouldn't even be there. It put us at risk. Proverbs 14:12, there is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way of death. You ever heard somebody say, well, they just got off on the wrong path? What's that mean? Matthew 7:13-14, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. When I was in my 30s, I was still doing long-distance running, about 3 to 5 miles a day. And outside of Elkhorn, I had discovered a country road that about the only people that ever came there, just a couple of farms there, and other than a tractor, occasional car of somebody that lived at the farm, nobody used that road for a cut through or anything like that. So I'd be out there running, and when you're a runner, you don't want distractions. I mean, I couldn't listen to music pounding in my ears with earbuds or anything like that. You think, well, I'll just pray as I run like this. I can pray. You can't even pray. It's kind of like, well, I'll just run and I'll just pray in my head. You try doing that when you're pounding the pavement like that. So I didn't want any distractions, and I realized I am so tired. If I could just shut my eyes, and I'd realize I can. There's nothing coming. So I'd get to the middle of the road, and I'd shut my eyes. I'd line myself up as I'm running, and I'd shut my eyes, and I'd run long distances. I'd listen for cars that hardly ever came, and every once in a while I'd peek and do a course correction. But I discovered that I could run with my eyes closed for long periods of time, and it helped me run when I was running with my eyes closed. I also had a season pass at the same time to Old World, Wisconsin. And so I would walk the paths. I'd stop by the grocery store and get some fresh rolls from a store in Elkhorn with sesame seeds on it, a whole bag of them. And I'd head for a picnic table out there at Old World, Wisconsin. They had big wide roads, gravelly roads, but they also had trails that you could cut through because it's a Kettle Moraine forest. Big valleys and steep hills. And when you're going down these paths, You've got large boulders, rocks, big roots of trees coming out. You're going up the side of this hill, down across here, and you got to watch out for every step. I mean, you could even take a dirt bike down some of these trails. There's just too much stuff you have to get around. You have to watch out every step. So I'd go out there and I'd do my sermons. Now, the quality of the experience was different from running down the middle of the road with my eyes closed to cutting through the trails in Kettle Moraine Forest. Completely different. Going down the road, I found it boring, long-distance running. I don't know if you've ever done it. I found it terribly boring. I never found the path in Kettle Moraine Forest terribly boring. Now, the wide-open country roads had ditches. Ditches on both sides. Beer cans, broken glass, cigarette wrappers, dirty magazines, weeds. Fast food wrappers. Filled with them. The ditches were filled with them. Not as interesting as Kettle Moraine Forest. Acts 2:28, you've made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. It makes a difference on whether you're on a wide open road or cutting through the woods. What if you find yourself going through hard times? Somewhere you got off the path of righteousness. Somewhere. You wound up in places that you never expected to be. God's word is God's GPS. It's nice to get back on the path. The second time that I was lost in the woods, it was getting near dark. I was deer hunting up north. I didn't have a compass. I didn't have a light. I had been walking some kind of a trail, what they call a logging road. And I decided, I recognize that ridge. I'll cut across through this dry swamp and get over that ridge and take a shortcut. I got over that ridge, and I didn't recognize it. There's another dry swamp there, so I went through that one thinking, well, it's got to be the next ridge. It wasn't the next ridge. And instead of retracing my tracks and going back, I kept going. But it was just about dark. Just about dark. Again, I went through the experience of telling myself to slow down. Again, my legs ignored me. I found myself running through the woods in the dark. Running. I'm in my, I don't know, maybe my 40s at the time. Telling my brains to, telling my legs to obey me, and they wouldn't. I didn't know what to do. I knew that they would be concerned about me. I knew that I was within a mile of a road somewhere. Somewhere. I also knew that where I was at was knee-deep, waist-deep swamps. Ridges that you couldn't recognize. A couple of wolves and bears, we always saw them. So then I saw a car light in the distance. A car was going down one of the roads. I saw a light. That encouraged me to see a light. John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. I saw a light. So I just kind of lined up with a light. I didn't have a path to go on, but I had a piece of light. So I headed the direction of the light. Eventually, I came to a trail, a path. But there was a decision. Some of the trails led into the middle of the woods and dead-ended. They were logging trails where they went out to the middle of the woods, got their logs, and the trail didn't go anywhere. And the other one went to the road. Well, I had an idea on which direction to take because I knew the direction of the light. So I took it that direction. John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, because paths have purpose. Why is the path there? Why is an animal path there? Have you ever been walking in the woods and you see an animal path, a trail? Yeah. Why is it there? They've learned that that is the most efficient way to food and bedding and water and such. You find a trail, you usually follow it. It takes you somewhere. They're easier to walk on rather than busting through the brush. They're easier to see. If you know where the path leads, you don't need to make decisions. You just stay on the path. You never need to make another decision in your entire life if you don't want to. Really? Correct. You can hear from God, and He'll tell you what to do. People freak out about decisions. What if I make the wrong decision? If you learn how to hear from God, go towards that light, that word of God, you don't have to choose. Anybody here besides me don't like decisions? I mean, I worked in social work most of my life. I was a prison guard. I worked in locked psych units. And people did really well when they didn't have to choose where to go to the bathroom, what clothes to wear, what to eat, where to sleep. All decisions were made for them. I found people that were kind of out of control went into the military. Wear this, sleep there, go to the bathroom there, eat this. And, you know, they did really well because they got a break from being wrong. Because in their life on their own, they were wrong so many times it was frustrating. And all they had to do to feel okay was get into a place where somebody else made the choices for them, and they did that. And they did really well. Well, we can live that way with God, letting Him make the choices for us and doing that. Love is a path. Words of anger and bitterness will get you off the path. Words of bitterness to your spouse. You know what that's like, being a Christian and saying dumb, nasty things to your spouse? You know you're going to heaven, right? You know you're saved, and if you mess up, you kind of throw yourself at the mercy of God, of course. But it's like a guy who knows what the path is. And it's right there a couple feet away. It's a couple feet away, and they don't want to get too far away from that path because the Christian's going to heaven, right? So they're walking 10 feet off the path, keeping their eye on the path. Well, at least I'm going the right direction. I'm going to wind up in heaven with this all over. But you're going through some rough stuff because you're not walking on the path. You've stepped over here and say, I don't care. Our relationship is just a mess, and I don't want to even work on it. I don't want to work on it at all. I just want to get to heaven, and I'll just live with them or whatever. You're walking 10 feet off the path with your eye on the path going, yeah, I want to know where that path is at all a long time, but I'm going through a lot of thorns and brush. Christians will do that. They'll know where the path is, but they won't walk on it. They just want to keep it within sight because I'd kind of like to live over here in this section. It's not easy walking through that section. It'll take you to places where you don't want to go through. Anger words are like walking a path at night. Recently, we came back and we decided, where were we coming? We were coming down from north and we went over by Lake Michigan, pulled into a park that I'd never heard of. It had bluffs overlooking Lake Michigan. That was a long way to the bottom. And I noticed that the paths went right along those bluffs. And it occurred to me, I don't think I would want to walk those paths at night or without a light. Because one wrong step, if the path goes this way and the cliff goes that way. It occurred to me that some Christians, they kind of like to try to walk a path in the dark without a light, hoping that it kind of works out. Anger words are like walking down a path without the light. You think, well, I'll be okay. We'll get through this until you go off the cliff. So, fellow pathfinders, God leads us in paths of righteousness. Paths of righteousness. He's the one that said it. Apparently, this path has a leader. If you find yourself off the path, it's not that hard to get back on. His word is a light unto our path. We just do what it says. Yeah, but what if the other person doesn't change? That's not your job. Your job is to stay on the right path. Yeah, but what if they're getting off the path? I need to go with them, right? It's sad that people get off the path. You stay on the path even if they get off the path, even if you're living with them and they're off the path and you're not. Your job is to stay on the path. Do the right thing. Well, what if they don't come back to the path? Then it would be sad. You'll finish your life differently and without them and some of the shared experiences you should have had. But you stay on the path no matter what. Why? Because the path of righteousness is filled with joy and peace, sense of purpose. You don't have to make the decisions. It's easier to walk, easier to see. Anybody that's ever left the path of Christianity, they're worse off than they were than if they never started to begin with. People that don't understand Jesus Christ and Christianity, they don't even know there is a path sometimes. How does a lost person know they're lost? If somebody just plopped you down in the middle of the woods or a jungle somewhere, how do you know you're lost? Because you keep going and never get anywhere, right? That's the definition of loss. No matter which direction I turn and how far I go, I don't seem to be getting anywhere. All the trees are still the same. A path has a purpose. God just didn't plop us down on planet Earth and go for it, have fun. He said, we are on paths of righteousness. He leads us in paths of righteousness. Follow the leader, huh? Follow the point man. Follow the pathfinder. Follow the scout. He knows the way. He's done it before. He knows where we're at. He's got GPS. And we're on that path. Bless God. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word, for the strength of it, the truth of it, the help from it. I pray for each person this morning that has stumbled off a path that you'd show them the light to get back the right direction in Jesus' name. Give them an understanding that their life may be incredibly blessed on that path of righteousness. Help them, Lord. I know you will. I know you do. I know you are. We claim that in Jesus' name. Amen.